Welcome back. You're listening to CATR 11.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Disc Golly episode. It is January 3rd, 2025. Happy New Year. It is the first show that I have of Disc Golly in the year 2025, so this is the first 2025 show. I just want to wish everyone a happy new year, entering this new year with many new ideas, many new plans, many new visions for Disc Golly. Also a very positive spirit in the air, to just go at 2025 full force, full steam ahead, and see what it holds for us. Hopefully a lot of new interviews as well, and a lot more new music. I can't wait to see what artists around the world have in store for us this year. Anyway, like I mentioned, welcome back to Disc Golly, guys. It's going to be so fun. Like I always do, I bring you guys new music, new artists, some artists that you might know, some artists that you might not know. Either way, needless to say, I am here going to be talking about music. But yeah, so before I get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CATR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is a very gray day today here in Vancouver. It is cold. It's not rainy, but it's going to rain, but it's cold. And it's like an icky cold. Like it's just like it hurts kind of tight beat. But anyway, if you're new here and you don't know how the show works, basically for one half of the show, and I say one half very, very lightly because I usually don't follow that rule, but for about, I think I might change it. I think about like three quarters of the show, or if not two thirds of the show, I talk about a mainstream artist. I talk about a mainstream album, an album that's pretty well known. I talk about the music behind it. I talk about the tracks, the genre, the project itself, its entirety, the aesthetic, the rollout. If there was any drama behind it, any awards, any nominations, charting, everything you can think of that album. I talk about that. I talk about the artists, and we go through some of the songs, and we talk about what we like, what we don't like. And then the last third of the show, we talk about our discovered artist of the week. And it's usually a Canadian artist that I like to kind of relate a little bit to the artist that we're talking about, like the mainstream artist, and then kind of give you guys a segue to be able to maybe get into them. Who knows? And this week's artist is actually a surprise to me because I never actually put a name to the song that they sing or that they used to sing. But I feel like it's a very, very, very Canadian artist. It's like, I'll get into like kind of like the niche of it a little bit later. I'll leave you guys on that cliffhanger a little bit. But for today, our artist of the week, our mainstream artist of the week, is none other than Dua Lipa, or otherwise known as Dua Lipa. If you don't know, the Dua Lipa meme came from Wendy Williams on her show. She said Dua Lipa instead of saying Dua Lipa. I think she was trying to make a joke. Like, I really doubt she said that by accident, or maybe she did. We never know. But it came off as a joke and ended up being hilarious. And so I always call her Dua Lipa, but it's Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa is actually her real name, believe it or not. She was born Dua Lipa August 22nd, 1995, which makes her 29 years old, which means she's turning 30 this year in London. So she is British, but she's actually Albanian. So I'm sure she probably has an Albanian name that like shortened is Dua Lipa, but Dua Lipa is still her real name. It's just like a shortened version of it. So she was born in London, so she is British. She has a British accent. But she's actually Albanian, which is super, super cool. Her career started in about 2013, and she's still very much active currently. She has had so much success with music. It's actually insane. She's a singer-songwriter, and her genres that she works with are pop, disco, dance pop, and synth pop. She's under the record label of Warner Music. And yeah, she has three albums so far. The first one was her self-titled album called Dua Lipa, which we got songs like Be The One, and we have New Rules, and then Future Nostalgia. Future Nostalgia is truly an album that broke the world. And I mean it as in, like, usually I can say that sometimes being like, oh, like Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever broke the world. Like, yeah, it did, but not to the extent that Future Nostalgia did. Like, I, like, kind of, like, in the same sense that, like, Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That broke the world. Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia, that broke the world. It's like there's so many of those albums that are like, that broke the world. You know what I mean? But Future Nostalgia is the one that like actually cleared in all of the categories. It gained so many streams. It was a pop masterpiece. And I think the name Future Nostalgia is obviously a bit of a contradiction itself, because nostalgia entails looking at the past, and future entails looking at the, well, you know, the future, what's ahead. So I think it's a really, really cool concept, and she played with it really well, and what she produced was incredible. It was honestly amazing. But that is not the album that I'll be talking about today. I will be talking about her third album, Radical Optimism, that came out this year in 2024. The thing with Radical Optimism, and I'm just going to do like a little preface a little bit. The thing with Radical Optimism is that because Dua Lipa had such a big year and such a big boom with Future Nostalgia, Radical Optimism, there was a lot of expectations for the album. There was a lot of, she had to kind of like basically outdo herself, do something better, because we were so used to Dua Lipa giving us such, like literally every song off of that album was a hit, every single song. And so to follow that, it was very hard for her to like kind of like see what she wants to do, because like she still wants to experiment and she still wants to be genuine to herself and her creativity and her art. But she still also needs to produce these songs that have to be catchy, have to break records, because this is what her label thinks of her, the public thinks of her, the audience, everyone in the world thinks of her. And so Radical Optimism, obviously, there was a little bit of, not like a negative review of it, just people weren't just as wowed as Future Nostalgia was, or did to them. And so even though it had obviously its hits such as Houdini, Training Season, and I'm missing one, Houdini, An Illusion, like it did have its hits, but the other songs are kind of a little bit tucked under the rug. Obviously, like they did have a lot of streams compared to most music, but like from what we expected, it was just kind of like not it for a lot of people. Personally, I loved the album. I actually included it in my Discalis Projects of the Year of 2024, of last year, that I posted in December. Because I thought it was great. I thought it was the perfect summer album. She released it at the perfect time, May 3rd, I think it was. May 3rd, 2024. She released it at the perfect time, right before the summer hits. And all of the songs were just so vibrant, were so colorful, was so like, kind of like, yeah, basically dance hits. Like you could hear it at the club, you could hear it in the car, and you'd like, it would just fit any vibe. But unfortunately, like there was a lot and a lot of albums that were released over the summer. We had Brat's Summer. We had Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft Summer. We also had like Taylor Swift, who's been just going at it for like 3 years. And for Dua Lipa, because she wasn't, I don't want to say she wasn't as strong, because she was strong, but she wasn't like what the audience was looking for this year. And so that's why like it didn't do as well. Like she fully didn't get a single nomination for the Grammys this year. Like the Grammys at 2025 that correspond to 2024. No Grammy nominations. She got absolutely snubbed, not even a consideration. Like obviously, like yeah, she submitted her songs, but like not even considered for a nomination, like fully, which is a little bit unfortunate, because I thought there were some killer songs on this album, which I do want to get into. But that's kind of like what happened with Radical Optimism, and I'm still very optimistic that hopefully maybe this is one of those albums that like comes back in the future, kind of like people are like, oh, like we were kind of sleeping on the song, or like, oh, like nobody really paid attention to this one. I was like, yeah, because everyone was a little bit distracted with Brad and a little bit distracted with Billy and distracted with all the amazing music that was going out, which is not a bad thing. It's just obviously it quote unquote affects the rollout of other artists and how we perceive them. But needless to say, Radical Optimism, like I said, was released May 3rd, 2024. It's under dance pop, neo psychedelia, electropop, and europop. The singles obviously were Houdini, Training Season, and Illusion. That did great. Houdini was an amazing song. I think it charted number one. Same with Training Season. I don't know about Illusion, but it didn't make it high. But the album itself charted 27 on the Billboard top 2024 albums of the year, which is a bit low for Dua Lipa. But again, we'll leave it up to you guys and we'll see if you guys end up liking it. The first song that I actually want to play for you guys to just get into it right away, it's called End of an Era, which is the first track off of Radical Optimism, which I think it's kind of like symbolic for like the end of the Future Nostalgia era, because it was so big. It was so long. She toured it so much, but it was because it was that good. So like it makes sense for her to like kind of start off with this one. But we'll listen to it. We'll get back. We'll talk about it, and yeah, we'll move on down the track list. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is End of an Era by Dua Lipa.
One, two, three.
Hey! What's it about a kiss that makes you feel like this? Makes me an optimist, I guess. I always jump too quick, hoping this one might stick. Hopelessly romantic, and you say, hey.
A very fun, very pop song, very cheerful too. Like it really gets you prepped and in the mood to start the track list and start the experience of the whole album itself. So I really like that song. When I first heard it, I was like, you know what? This is classic Dua Lipa. You have that prominent bass in the background for the production, something that we saw a lot in Levitating and Physical, and those are songs from Future Nostalgia. And so it was nice to see that bass come back, because it's just like something that's so iconically Dua Lipa. I also kind of liked this, like this very like very disco groovy vibe to it. But yeah, when it comes to Dua Lipa, if there's something that she knows how to do is like heartbreak pop. Kind of talk about not like heavy topics, but just like that. I think I described it in my recap for the year, the project. I think I described it as disguising sad songs with a very happy melody and a very happy production. That being the lyrics are sad and then the production's really happy and it's very poppy and everything. I wanted to read a little bit of what Apple Music has to say about the album and just kind of talk about the opinions that some people have. When it comes to manifesting, Dua Lipa is well radically optimistic about its power. And with good reason. I know this is going to sound mad, but when I was writing my first album, I was having thoughts about my third album, she tells Apple Music's Zane Lowe. I thought by the third album, I would maybe be deserving of working with Tame Impala. Current Tame Impala career-defining 2015 album was a record that completely shook me. With radical optimism, the follow-up, the 2020's impeccable superstar-conforming Future Nostalgia, and the next note after her 2023 Barbie smash Dance Tonight, Lipa got her wish. Tame Impala is like a very Europop, very synth-pop, very... yeah, very danceable music. So I can definitely see where she gets the inspiration from Tame Impala. It's a little bit electronic, not too much though, where you can still kind of lean into pop. And yeah, I feel like she does a really good job merging it. So it's really cool that she was thinking that ahead into making her third album, which is insane. The next song that I have is kind of like that song that I said, like that song that's disguised as happy but is actually sad. This was my favorite song during the first listen completely. And it was because of the big like beat drop and entrance and introduction to the song, with like, just like a big like hit. It kind of feels like you're being retracted and then just like pushed back into the song, which is really cool. And I'll let you guys listen to it. But, yeah, we'll take a little quick listen, come back, talk about it. And yeah, keep going down the track list. I think I'm going to talk a little bit about her tours and vinyl pressings after we're back, but we shall see. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is These Walls by Dua Lipa.
Maybe we should switch careers, 'cause baby, you don't know when we top poker faces. Up and we blame it all on being wasted.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Welcome back, everyone. That was These Walls by Dua Lipa off of her album Radical Optimism. Oh my God, I love that song. The production is so beautifully done. It's not super catchy, but it's still catchy. Like, she doesn't... Like, obviously, she has the chorus that is, like, very, very catchy when she's talking about, like, these walls and everything. If these walls could talk, like, they tell us to break up. Anyway, if you paid attention to the lyrics, you can clearly tell that it's about a breakup. It's about an argument. It's about of trying, acknowledging the reality that there's differences between two people. And it's kind of like, you can kind of get this energy that, like, they still want to be together, but there's, like, an obvious solution to all the problems, and that's to, you know, separate and no longer be together. I think Dua Lipa actually quoted in an interview, same interview with Zane Lowe, that rooms capture things that they hold on, and they hold on to things. I think that the song is a really good example of addressing the inevitable. It's that conversation that no one really wants to have, but you have to do it. So kind of talking about how, like, when you enter a room with someone and you're always discussing and you're always talking about issues and problems that you guys have and that arise, if the walls could talk, they would literally tell us, you're being blind, you're not understanding yourselves, you guys should just break up. Kind of saying, like, you don't need a human to tell you that you guys are not meant for each other. Like, a wall could tell you that, because they just hold on to all of these things and they see so much because they're just always there and it's not changing. The only things changing are the people, but not the actual location, which is actually kind of deep. But it's a really great song. I don't know if you could tell from the introduction. It's kind of like that big beat drop that I told you, like, pulls you out and then it pushes you back in and then you just get into the song. The bridge is beautifully written. It's kind of like that part or that instant when, like, that instance when you, like, kind of not break, but you start telling the truth and you're just like, damn, like you don't want to die, don't want to stop. Like, heaven knows I could be the one to call it off. Like, heaven knows that I can, like, just call it off whenever I want, like, but I don't want to, but I know I should. Great song. I honestly, that was the one that an illusion I started repeating again and again and again and again and again. But regardless, All right, we can talk a little bit about the concerts. So Dua Lipa has been touring the Radical Optimism Tour a little bit. She's been doing a bit of Europe. I think maybe Australia or Asia. If not, then Australia and Asia are definitely up next on the tour in 2025, starting very, very soon, I'm sure. She is bringing her tour to America, America being the United States and a little bit of Canada. And what I mean by a little bit is obviously just Toronto. And then hopefully Latin America at some point. But yeah, so it's a bit unfortunate that she's not coming to Vancouver. I'm very much debating of maybe moving to Seattle for a day, to maybe see her. I don't know. We'll see. Depends how I'm doing in school. But yeah, so she is touring a little bit. She also just did a massive live show where she also released her live album, at the Royal Albert Hall in London. She recorded it. She obviously brought out a bunch of guests, one of them being Sir Elton John. And she recorded it and made it into an album itself, a live album. I think it's pretty much just called Dua Lipa Live at Royal Albert Hall, which is starting to be more of a trend. Like, first I saw Ray do it when she did My 21st Century Blues live at Royal Albert Hall. Now we have Dua Lipa. Next thing you know, someone else is doing it. Honestly, like, I think my bet would maybe be, I feel like you have to be British because they're all British. Maybe Harry Styles if he releases something. But yeah, maybe, I don't know. We'll think about it. Maybe, no, Charlie wouldn't. Maybe would, I don't know if she would. She would just turn Royal Albert Hall into like a club. That'd be funny. Anyway, but yeah, so she did that. And then the vinyl record pressings are actually kind of fun for this one. So for Radical Optimism, there were a bunch of vinyls that actually did come out. There was like a quote unquote standard pressing, which was like this like very like aquatic blue, like kind of like a, like kind of like a sky blue, but on more of a turquoise kind of side. And I think it was opaque, if not translucent. And then she had this half white, half blue, which was really nice. It was kind of like a split album. And then she had this half white, half red, which was a Hot Topic exclusive. And then she had a Blood Records exclusive, which was just a Zeotrope record. Zeotrope is just kind of like these like really fast moving images that when it spins, it makes a little kind of like a little motion, a little video. She had a like translucent aquatic one under Target, but this one's more of like a Coke bottle clear. She had a red one, a standard red one. She also had a standard blue one, a dark blue one. And then she had a alternative cover, which was her upside down. I think she was like doing like a back bend. And that was on a clear pressing. That's the one that I actually own. I own that one. And thankfully, my brother lives in the UK. And so she had like the sale on her album with a signed art card. So my vinyl is actually signed, which is super, super cool. And I love that I have that. But yeah, I'm always spinning this record. It's so fun. Actually, I might do it later tonight. But yeah, a bunch of record pressings. I think she also had one. Was one? Oh yeah, she had her picture disc. She did have a picture disc, and I think a gray one as well. She had a lot of variants. If I'm gonna be completely honest, a lot of variants for this album. But regardless, I love looking at the colors. The next song I want to play for you guys before we move on, quite soon to our next artist, is called "Falling Forever." This song, it has a bit of an aggressive entrance, but that's just because Dua Lipa is showing off her vocal capability. So I might just like turn it down just a smidge. But it's called "Falling Forever," and this is the song that like shows off that Dua Lipa can do vocals, because like we know she can do vocals and we've heard her do vocals before, but it's just like her capability. She's like, oh yeah, like obviously all of these songs were like dance bops. Like we had Houdini and Training Season and Illusion that are like, oh yeah, like you can find this in a club, nothing too like drastic. Obviously these walls are very like vocally beautiful, but like "Falling Forever," that's the one where she like, she'll start hitting some belts. But we'll listen to it, we'll come back, we'll talk about it, and then start moving on slowly to our discovered artist of the week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Discali, and this is "Falling Forever" by Dua Lipa.
Throw away the moment where this takes us, baby, I don't wanna know.
question, Dua Lipa, how long? Again, one of those little songs where it's a little bit of a sadder lyric, not too sad, but a little bit of a sadder lyric, with a very energetic production. But yeah, I mean, it obviously talks about how long can we hold on to this moment? Can it just keep getting better forever? Or are we just going to keep falling forever? You know, like there's these rushes and these highs and these amazing, like, things that are happening. But like even like right now, it's like, I know the mind is quick to throw away the moment. Like, it's quick. It happens. It's exciting. But then it just throws it away. And then you're not going to feel it. And then she says, where this takes us, maybe I don't want to know yet. Because for now, you're all I want. They say you got it. Then it's gone. I don't believe every flame has to get colder. Like, it's fully like, it's something you want, it's something you're passionate about, and then just, you know, disintegrates, it's gone. And that's when she's like, till tomorrow and beyond, how long can it just keep getting better? Can it keep falling forever? Obviously, I'm guessing she's talking about a little like love passion, kind of like falling for someone, possibly, maybe, and that feeling of like crushing over someone, and that feeling of just excitement for something new. Can that just stay forever, or like, does it have to end? But yeah, that's Dua Lipa for you. She's always gonna sneak in a little kind of like a very thoughtful song, very thought-provoking song behind a very fun beat, so that you just dance to it and jump around, and you never really pay attention to it until you do, and then you're just like, oh, okay, sounds good. But yeah, so that was Falling Forever by Dua Lipa. Going down the track list, that was track number 8. We have Anything for Love, Maria, and Happy for You. I would love to play Maria for you guys, but unfortunately we are running out of time for our mainstream artist of the week, so I will be playing Anything for Love, because I actually really like that song. It's very, very simple in the beginning, and then the production kind of creeps in about halfway through the song, and it's very, very nice. It's like a best of both worlds. I will say, on this album we do have a bunch of kind of like, I wouldn't say Dua Lipa acoustic version, but like, it's a little bit less production heavy as Future Nostalgia. Still very much on the same path though. French Exit uses like this really intricate drum pattern, kind of like a marching band drum. I need to find the term for that, because I was talking about it with my friend Antonio the other day. I'm like, that like marching band production drum is kind of coming into like mainstream a little bit more. But yeah, French Exit, she uses it there. She also speaks a bit of French in that song, by the way, so if you want to take a little listen to it. And then Maria is just like a fun little like song. I don't know why, but whenever I think of the song Maria, I always just picture myself in Greece. Again, no reason for it, absolutely none. I just think Greece. So if I ever go to Greece, you best believe I'll be playing Maria, but it is what it is. And then Happy For You is like a really nice conclusion to the album, track number 11. So if you want to take a little listen to these other songs, please, please go ahead and do so, because they are amazing. Now, to wrap up Dua Lipa, I want to talk about Anything for Love. But before we do that, we have to listen to it. So I'll be playing Anything for Love. We'll come back, we'll discuss it, dive in a little bit, and then move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to Discolly on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Anything for Love by Dua Lipa.
One more time. Make you cry again.
I'm sitting in the middle of all of you. This is so intense.
Yeah. Well, Danny eats salted licorice. Okay, alright. Let's do it. Let's put it down.
And I'm not interested in a love that gives up so easily. I want a love that's set on keeping me. When it hurts, we don't even think to cut it off. And I'm not interested in a heart that doesn't beat for me. I want a mind that meets me equally. When it's hard, it will never feel it's too much. Remember when we used to do anything for love?
We're all so scared of forever, and no one promises always. We're not perfect together, that means we gotta part ways. Remember when we used to do anything for love? We're all terrified of heartbreak, run at first signs of problems, make it look way too easy. We all got too many options. Remember when we used to do anything for love?
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, get that one. I get east, son. And then my little tie.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. That was Anything for Love by Dua Lipa, which wraps up the Dua Lipa section for today. It's a beautiful song. I really like it. I really like how she kind of puts like a genuine aspect to it and the recording process with her friends and I'm guessing her production team. And she kind of gives us like a little snippet. It's a very short song. It's only 2 minutes. But I really like the production hit. And it's like really well thought out. The production's very like light. It's fun. And yeah, it's just very iconically Dua Lipa. And the bass, again, the bass is so prominent in that song. It just makes it just a little bit more fun. But yeah, that's Dua Lipa for us. Thank you guys so much for joining that section of the show today. We will be now moving on to our discovered artist of the week. And her name is Alyssa Reed? Reed? Yeah, I think Alyssa Reed. For those who don't know Alyssa Reed, let me just play a song. And I'm not even going to like say where she's from yet or what, like, you know, the whole little biography that I usually give. I'm just going to play this one song. I'm going to play it fully. And then we'll get back and introduce Alyssa a little bit more. But I think this song is going to do more than I will ever do. You're listening to Discolly, and this is Alyssa Reed, Satisfaction Guaranteed.
I screwed up, I know, and I did wrong, I know. What let you down? You're the best thing around.
I was guaranteed satisfaction with that song. Now, welcome back to Discolly. That was Alyssa Reed, her 2014 hit single, Satisfaction Guaranteed. That was a song that, like, is very nostalgic. It's like that song that a lot of people just hear on the radio. Now, specifically Canadian radio. She's a Canadian artist. She is from Edmonton, Alberta. She was born March 15th, 1993, which makes her 31 years old. She's a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and keyboardist, and she is under Universal Records Canada. So obviously these bops. She also has another one, her number one, which is Alone Again. I'll play just like a little snippet for you guys, so you guys get a little hint.
Till now, always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you.
All right, so that was like the beginning introduction of Alone Again featuring P. Rain. But iconic. It's like, so because she's Canadian, she is played a lot in radio stations such as this one and such as like QMFM or like those old ones that probably don't exist anymore, Kiss Radio. And they would play a lot because they have to do CanCon and like Canadian artists, Canadian content and put it out there. And so these are songs that became popular because they were so streamed on the radio that we all came to know them and came to love them. And now you never know which artists were actually behind these songs. Like Carly Rae Jepsen kind of started like that. You know, she's from Mission, British Columbia, and Call Me Maybe and Curiosity, where these were songs that were being streamed so much here in Canada and it just blew up. Same with Nelly Furtado. Same with who else? Maybe a bit of Shania Twain. Waving Flag, I think that might have been a Canadian song, I think. Anyway, but yeah, that's Alyssa Reed, a little introduction. She is still currently making music because that was 2014, that hit. So she's been, 2017, she released an EP in 2018 of cover songs, 2022, 2023, 2024. She's still going at it. So honestly, respect, Alyssa, respect. But yeah, anyway, that was Alyssa Reed for you guys. I do have another song that I want to play for you guys off of Alyssa. The only thing that's going on right now is that my internet's not working. It just dropped. So I guess we can just talk a little bit more while I try to get this running again. I'm sorry. Apologies. Can't really control the internet here at school. Oh, there we go. We got it back on. Woo! So I'll play the first song that I want to play for you guys that is a little bit sounding like Dua Lipa. I know that was a bit of a long shot. She is obviously like a pop, like that's her main genre if you could not tell, and she does pop like very much. I think like her older songs are very much like 2000s 2010 pop, kind of like very aggressive, kind of very all over the place, but still fun, you know what I mean. But this song was released in 2024, actually on October 4th, and it's called Never Going Home, and it's a little bit disco-y, but we'll take a listen and then come back and talk about it. You're listening to Discolly, and this is Alyssa Reed with Never Going Home.
This
is all I listen to.
That was Never Going Home by Alyssa Reed. I think the most relating one to Dua Lipa, if I'm being honest. I mean, the cover itself of the single is literally her with a disco ball right next to her face. So, iconically, very similar with the prominent beat, prominent bass, very catchy, like very fun synth production a little bit in the background as well. And you can also kind of see like a bit of an auto-tuned violin in the background if you really pay attention just a little bit. It's really fun. I actually really did like the song. I wonder if it did well. I actually don't know. But yeah, it's very fun. Honestly, I might take a look a little bit on more of Alyssa's music. I mean, again, I'm going into this blind just like you guys are, unless you already know these songs. But I always try to give like my most like raw and natural opinion on these songs. So I usually go into them blind and not knowing that much about them. Which is why we're going to move on to our next song, which is called Put Your Phone Down by Alyssa Reed. So we'll listen to it and come back and talk about it a little bit. You listen to Discali, and this is Put Your Phone Down.
Want you to myself, come to my house, get high as the clouds, and lay on the couch, nobody around. It's the way I like it, don't need no money, cause your time is priceless. So boy, don't keep me waiting on your company, when you can have all of me. Well, look at you screaming, you can have the real thing. I don't care if it rings. Baby, put your phone down, give me your attention, make you call my name, show you a connection. If you put your phone down, baby, put your phone down. I don't wanna be alone right now. Baby, put your phone down, give me your attention, make you call my name, show you a connection. If you put your phone down, baby, put your phone down. I don't wanna be alone right now. Baby, put your phone down. Baby, put your phone down. You should look up, focus on us. Give me your love, the way that I want. So let me be clear, I don't wanna waste time. Yeah, I want you here, I want some FaceTime. So boy, don't keep me waiting on your company, when you can have all of me. Well, look at your skin when you can have the real thing. I don't care if it rings. Baby, put your phone down, give me your attention. Make you call my name, I show you a connection. If you put your phone down, baby, put your phone down. I don't wanna be alone right now. Baby, put your phone down, give me your attention. Make you call my name, I show you a connection. If you put your phone down, baby, put your phone down. I don't wanna be alone right now. Baby, put your phone down, phone down, phone down. Baby, put your phone down, phone down, phone down.
Cool. That was a cool little exit of the song. I was kind of like surprised. I actually was a little bit startled because I thought I was on FaceTime, but I was like, nope, never mind. Yeah, that was Put Your Phone Down by Alyssa Reed. Not my favorite. I always try to be very honest with music. I thought it was catchy. It was a little bit too repetitive. I did like the beat. I do appreciate the beat, but it's nothing new, nothing like jaw dropping, I would say. Which, like, here's the thing. You can absolutely use very like safe and common beats and drum rhythms. The only thing is that try to add a little bit more to it. Like, try to layer more. I mean, then again, who am I to talk? I'm not a producer, but maybe layer a bit more, some cool, fun instruments or sounds that make it just a little bit unique. Like, I know there was, like, that little, like, ooh, I don't even know what it was. That was kind of, like, making it cool, but, like, other than that, it just kind of sounded like your typical, like, you know, drum pattern. Yeah, lyrics were a bit repetitive. I kind of got the theme of the song. I mean, try to pay attention to the other person kind of thing. I do like the album cover, the single cover, though. It's like electronic thing. But anyway, I do know this next song. It's called Roses, which I kind of like a little bit more by her. But yeah, I think is it a cover? Let me see. It might be a cover, but I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe not. It has a similar album cover to that of Guns N' Roses, so it might be a cover. Let me just check. But this is Roses by Alyssa Reed, which is like our sign-off song for today. I do want to wrap up just by saying thank you guys so much for listening to The Scully. We are near our last minute and a half of the show. Next up, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch at noon, so definitely stick around and listen to Dave, because I know he's got a new episode for you guys, and it's always so fun. I'll see you guys next week for a new Discovery episode. Happy New Year, and this is Roses by Alyssa Reed.